Do a search for the word carny on the internet, and you'll come across a website containing a slanderous series of questions, including the exuberant, "Carnival people, are they above the law?" 10 exclamation points, 12 question marks. The answer is, just as emphatically, no. In Illinois, as in other states, not only are carnival workers not above the law, they are subject to extra laws and regulations made just for them. So this summer, when the circular glow from the highway toted and bound Ferris wheel beckons from the parking lot of the discount store, be confident that the state is watching the tilt-o-whirl and dime-toss game just about as closely as a 10-year-old. It's supposed to be watching that closely, at least. Ever since the year 1925, there's been a Carnival Regulation Act in Illinois, a law that specifically regulates carnivals. You know, carnivals. An aggregation of attractions, which, from the nature of the aggregation, attracts attendance and causes promiscuous intermingling of persons in the spirit of merrymaking and revelry. That's the definition from the Illinois compiled statutes. Promiscuous intermingling, its words, not mine. The act gives police authorities the right to walk around the place without paying an entrance fee. They need to monitor the goings-on and make certain the carnies comply with the law. After all, under the act, no carnival worker can set up any paddle wheel, number board, or other game of chance, a law that isn't all that strictly applied, it seems. It's also against the law to operate as part of a carnival any lewd, lascivious, or indecent show, or one merely suggesting lewdness or immorality. Early cases give a hint about why these carnival restrictions began. It seems that courts early on believed that the local municipalities could be too easily swayed by the glamour of carnival showbiz. The locals needed a guiding hand when making decisions about carnivals. Blame it all on Enoch, the waterman. He may have started it all. Not Enoch, exactly, but more the structure of the platform on which he gave his performance. The carnival barker promised that Enoch would smoke a pipe while completely submerged in a tank of water. In what was likely one of the first tests of the reality show format, he drew crowds, and a woman suffered injury when she fell from Enoch's stairs. The court hearing her injury case scolded the city of Chicago for allowing such a nuisance, alleging that the city had perverted its streets with the carnival. Yes, the court held, the city would be liable for the woman's injuries. The same sort of reprimand came from a court in a case the next year when North Utica wished to welcome a carnival to its streets. There, the plaintiffs had heard some of the carnival shows tended to be immoral and degrading. That was enough for the court. It helped keep the streets safe from perversion, agreeing with the plaintiffs that the carnival should stay out. And now the state legislature's gotten into the Carnival Regulation Act to help rein in those with Enochian talents, to keep all midways on the straight and narrow, and to keep a lid on promiscuous intermingling. No exclamation points necessary.